guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, sometimes the ladies make it almost too easy for us with some of these stories. And thank you for the gentlemen that sent in a couple of these articles that I'm going to read tonight, because this one's a good one. It's older. It's about 10 years old. But sometimes it's good to let them, you know, brew a little bit. And I don't always come across them in time. And I don't think this is one that many of you have heard, but maybe you have. Maybe you have. Some of you guys have been looking at this content for a lot longer than I've been putting it together. But let me get recording here, and we'll have a little fun with this one. Basically, a woman starts her own company, decides I'm only going to hire women. And basically, the women run it into the ground with all the problems that they have, and it goes bankrupt within 2 years. I won't bury the plot here. It's not good. So she says, this is from dailymail.com, says, cat fights over handbags, tears in the toilets. When this producer launched a woman-only TV company, she thought she'd kissed goodbye to conflict. Now, I'm going to jump around through this because it's a very long article, but I'll pull out the great tidbits here. They start off with, over in one corner sat Alice, a strong-minded 27-year-old who always said what she thought. And in the other corner was Sarah, a 30-something high flyer who wanted to stand up for herself momentarily, then burst into tears and run for the ladies' room. Their simmering fight lasted hours, egged on by spectators taking sides and fueling the anger. The venomous women were supposedly the talented employees I had headhunted to achieve my utopian dream, a female-only company with happy, harmonious workers benefiting from an absence of men. You know, we know that women are, number one, very emotional. Number two, if men usually, if men have a problem at work, they'll get in an argument, they'll heat it out, and they either work together or they don't, but it's over with. I have seen, and I've seen this firsthand, and of course seen video of this, who guys will really hate each other. They'll take it out in the parking lot. They'll throw some fists. They'll shove each other around. When it's over, as long as it's usually a close draw, when it's over and the other guys break it up, a lot of times you'll see those guys shake hands, and that's it. Now, they may not be best of friends after that, but they've gotten it out of their system. With women, not so much. It stays under the surface, and it festers, and it festered this company right into the ground. It was an idyllic vision swiftly shattered by the nightmare reality. Constant crabbiness, surging hormones, unchecked emotion, attention-seeking and fashion rivalry so fierce it tore my staff apart. Listen to that last part. Fashion rivalry. The clothes. They were fighting over clothes, guys. Let's see if we jump down here. 5 years ago, I was working as a TV executive producer, making TV show for top channels such as MTV and based in Los Angeles. It sounded like a dream job, and it could have been if I'd been male. Right, because women don't get anywhere. Ask Oprah. Working in TV is notoriously difficult for women. There's a powerful old boys network, robust glass ceiling, and the majority of bosses are men. Of course, they had to put this in here somewhere. Gradually, what started out as my daydream, wouldn't it be great if there were no men where I worked, turned into an exciting concept. I decided to create the first all-male female production company. We were all smart, intelligent, career-oriented women, could work harmoniously, blah, blah, blah. So in April 2005, I remortgaged my house for $100,000. Even when we all went to the pub after work, strict divisions remained. They made all these little cliques. Now at work, where I worked before, I had guys I regularly went out to lunch with, and we were friends. Did we dislike the other ones that weren't my closest friends? No, we just didn't hang out with them. But if we went to a group function, now network engineers are all guys, basically. I think we had one female on the team. We'd go out and we'd have a team meeting or a team lunch, and we'd all get along and we'd all have interesting conversations. And a lot of times we'd talk to guys that we didn't normally talk to. But when you hang out with just your close group of friends, you don't automatically dislike the other group. That's not how it is with women. And we know this. Women are, oh, hi, Sarah. She's so nice. And then she walks away and she goes, you know what I don't like about her? And they keep it. They're very sneaky. We know this because they're sneaky in relationships with us guys too, right? They're really good to hide and do stuff behind our backs, but all of a sudden, shocker, they're like that with each other as well. It says, my deputy Sarah, the general manager, first showed how much style mattered when she advertised for an office assistant and refused to hire the best qualified girl because she could not distinguish Missoni from Marc Jacobs, which I guess are fashion brands, maybe? This girl would have been making tea and running errands, but it didn't change the decision not to hire her because I had a policy of picking my battles carefully. See, she's trying to pick her battles instead of standing up and shutting down this craziness, but she doesn't. She says, well, these are the girls, you know, I don't want to, no strife, no problems, and they get run over. We kind of see what's going on, same thing politically right now in a little bit, don't we? People are running over people out there. Let me jump over the rest of the fashion stuff. Snide comments. I was often trying to win contracts, but back at the office, work was an afterthought. It came second to conversations about shopping, boyfriends, and diets. Oh, and the spiteful comments from my two development researchers who were sharpening their acrylic nails against another staff member, Natasha. Yeah, aren't we boys just awful? We want to talk about our sports and our other stuff, but we can do it while we work. They're just basically not even working. Came second to conversations about shopping, boyfriends, and diets. 6 months after the company's inception, tension spilled over when one of the researchers took Natasha's laptop and refused to return it. At that time of the month, which in an office staffed only by women meant someone was always at the point, and any bad mood was swiftly passed on to the rest of the team as if by osmosis. Hormones came second as an excuse for absence, and bad temper only to love life problems. So in other words, they blamed it on hormones or love life problems for their inability to work. Can you imagine that as a guy going into work and go, man, I'm sorry, I had a fight with my girlfriend and I need to take today off. What? Deal with it. Get to work already. Now, they did end up hiring guys, and that, again, gave more problems. The effect a lack of testosterone was having in our office was even more apparent when I temporarily hired two male directors to work on a series. Camera operators are usually men because of the heavy equipment. The team suddenly became quieter, more hardworking, and less crabby, partly because they were too busy flirting. Two girls openly went after one director, even though he had a live-in girlfriend. His partner didn't stand a chance with their relentless flirting and was dumped when one of them won his affections. When we had a meeting with men, staff turned ferocious, each out trying to prove that they were the most attractive in the room. With a male commissioner at Channel 4, one employee said, "Watch this," then stuck her hand down her bra and tweaked her pointies. The man and I were speechless. In this climate, I didn't dare employ any men because of the distraction and even worse, the catfights they created. I hate how much this sounds like stereotyping, but I'm afraid it's what I found to be true. Making close to $500,000 in our first year should have meant profit, but this was wiped out by high salaries and accounting errors by staff. Then we began having cash flow problems. Sarah signed herself off sick with stress for a month. She also confessed she'd been dodging calls from people who were due payment, thus ruining the firm's reputation. You know, so many times we hear women can't get ahead because of the glass ceiling and that men hold them back and that guys, you know, like she said, it's the good old boys club. But here's the thing. When guys weren't involved, things went to pot really quick. And you could say, well, was it because of the lack of men or was it just because women all working together without having to behave, so to speak, because men are around, because they wanted to appear professional or confident or intelligent or whatever in front of the men, kept it in line. It's hard to say, but you can definitely say this is a case where you can't really blame the guys for anything because no guys work there. And when she did hire on men, the women went crazy for them. It wasn't the guys that were walking around giving the girls a hard time. The women were fighting over the guys. My general manager was nowhere to be found. Bills hadn't been paid, and the tension in the office was palpable. To pump extra cash in the business, I sold both my cars, but it was too late and we went bankrupt in 2007, less than 2 years after I formed the company. Though I will not absolve myself of all guilt, I believe the business was ruined by the destructive jealousy and infighting of an all-female staff. Their selfishness and insecurities led to my company's demise. Now, here's the great part. When I needed the so-called sisterhood, believe me, it just wasn't there. And I think up here she said, if I had to do it again, I would probably only hire all males. So, you know, there's very something very telling in this, and I think this is kind of a good takeaway. So many times men are blamed for society's ills. Men are blamed for things that happen in the office and the workplace, and that we're somehow taking up spaces that women could have. But here in this direct situation, it was an all-female staff, and the guys weren't involved with it at all. I mean, from boss down to girl running errands for the office, they were all completely 100% female. And it completely fell apart. They just all went at each other. They couldn't get along. They formed cliques. And I can't think of a situation where that happens with men, because let's face it, lumberjacks and coal miners and crab fishermen and power line workers and ditch diggers and heavy construction equipment, all men have worked together. Men have worked together for thousands of years without any problems. So, now, women can too, I guess, but certainly not in this circumstance. And I what the difference is between the TV show and, I don't know, something else like seamstresses or things that women have done in the past in groups. Maybe it's the competition. Maybe it's trying to get ahead and be the boss's favorite and get a raise. I don't know, but something fell apart. This is a case that you can't blame it on the men. Thought you guys would get a kick out of this story, so I'll just kind of wrap it up there. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And if you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me, like, comment, share, subscribe, and hit the notification bell button. And check out some of my older videos as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, sometimes when things fall apart completely and there's no men around to blame, there's no one to blame but yourself.